This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to ENN on this Tuesday, July 27th. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
It doesn't rub the wet body.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Debbie's fighting a good fight.
And I'd like to say hello to anyone else who's out there. Take my entire wet body all over you. That is something. That is...
Sounds like a wild ride.
Without context, that is...
troubling.
Something. Well, guys, we have not spent a lot of time on this today, but it's definitely one of the biggest sports stories of the day. It started trending this morning, and a lot of people had a lot to say about Simone Biles pulling out of the team competition today. Now, a lot of people thought that meant she was out of the Olympics, but she pulled out of the team final today, not the entire Olympics overall. Let's hear from Simone Biles on why she pulled out.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
And she goes into a little bit more detail on why things have been tough.
Today has been really stressful. We had a workout this morning. It went okay. And then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. I've just never felt like this going into a competition before. And I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better. But then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there. So I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
And so one of the most decorated U.S. champions of all time sat out, and the U.S. ended up getting the silver medal to the Russia Ajace group, who got the gold.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to take a hard pass on this.
Yeah, I can't win.
Yeah, so I'm not saying a word.
We're good.
Okay.
Well, because there's a narrative out there that if you disagree with that narrative, you're the worst person in the world. So I'm not going to say which way I lean here, but I know, I mean, mental health is the most important thing in the world, but kind of left her teammates in the lurch, and she's going to be able to perform for herself in the individual stuff. So,
well, we don't know that. I mean, presumably.
Presumably. And if she does, then maybe I'll decide whether or not to give my opinion or not, but I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and be portrayed as a bad person because I give a take that might not be in line with what everybody thinks is the politically correct thing to say.
Well, just so you know, you're welcome to take the other take. Just know you'll be on a side with horrible human beings. I mean, the people who have been deciding to jump in and lay into Simone Biles today are truly cretins of the universe. It's one thing to say, like, I don't know, man, that's maybe you should have just gone for it and see what happens. But two things. If you're not feeling right, and by the way, you know she wasn't good the other day.
Right.
So to start out, she was not good.
Yep.
And if you feel like in your qualifying you're not good and you're mentally shook and she then tweeted yesterday, I feel the pressure of the world on me, the weight of the world on my shoulders. You're there with a team with alternates who are really good.
No, I get it.
Are you at your best to just go force it rather than let the... I don't know. I could argue, Michael, that to go out there if she didn't feel it would have been more selfish, and she would have put her team in a worse spot.
But here's my only point, and I'm not coming down against her because I think mental health is the most important thing. You have to take care of it. But do you know how many people, athletes in the history of the world, probably felt overwhelmed in the moment, and they felt it was their job to do it. I mean, what if Alex Rodriguez did that? He's due up in the ninth inning. Bases are loaded. And the Yankees, in the seventh game of the World Series, said, you know what? I'm just overwhelmed. I got to take myself out. Be excoriated. Be absolutely excoriated. If Tom Brady did, he'd be excoriated.
Well,
we wouldn't be singing, gee, it's the most important thing is to sit. And you know I'm not a bad person when it comes to this.
I agree.
I mean, I feel for her. If she's not feeling right, that's terrible. But, I mean, until a couple of years ago, and you could say that it's probably changed for the better, if any team sport athlete, because that's what she was yesterday, a team sport athlete, pulled themselves out of a game, and there's nobody that is on the bench, so to speak, on that team, that it comes close to the talent of Simone Biles.
Well, that,
no
for
one.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
No course. One. Well, so if Alex Rodriguez said, or Derek Jeter said, you know, I'm overwhelmed by this right now, I got to take myself out, and they had to send up Ronald Torres, well, it would be a bad look.
Never mind that, Michael. If the quote was after the game, I was thinking about me.
Yeah.
Right? In a team sport, there's no I in team. Now, again, Peter is absolutely right. When you start to talk about mental health, you're fighting a losing battle. But listen, I went through recently everything with my aunt. So believe me, I am well in tune with mental health and how we have done a deplorable job in this country of taking care of people that are going through struggles. All right? But I think Michael just brings up a good point, Peter, that if that's a team sport in North America – and, you know, the quarterback of a team going into the playoffs or the Super Bowl says, I got to think about me, he's going to get destroyed. Now, is that because gymnastics and Olympics are not looked upon as the same as, like, other sports? I don't know. But it's interesting how you can paint a picture where now not only can you not criticize her, you're a bad guy if you do.
Right, well, because
some of the people that criticize, as you said, are reprehensible.
That's
they're doing it for the wrong reason.
Correct.
But I think that there is a lane there, everybody, that you could be a little critical, and
sure.
then I would totally back off if she doesn't even perform in the individuals. Then, wow, she's got. I never said a negative word about Naomi Osaka with what she went through. It was the right thing for her to do. Individual sport. She took herself out. She took herself out of a chance to win a lot of money. She couldn't handle it. God bless her, and God bless her for having the strength to walk away. But Simone Biles left her team because she just felt overwhelmed. I think everybody in every big spot, in every big major sporting event probably felt overwhelmed, and they get through it. They play through it.
Listen, I first of all, I think you can have a reasonable argument around that because you're not saying things like I'm reading, like she deserted her country. Okay, there are people who are being psychotic maniacs and are forgetting the fact of how decorated and how proudly she's represented the United States many times at the Olympics and the World Championships.
She's proven her toughness too. She's performed with broken toes, broken feet.
Yeah, sure.
It's not a point. It just seems so strange that you pull yourself out. But are you going to perform in the individuals?
Well, the one thing I heard was, well, it couldn't be succumbing to the pressure. Look at all the pressure she survived from. But you know, sometimes you still suffer from pressure. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. He was the best golfer in the world. He did not succumb to the pressure of being Tiger Woods and not being successful in majors. You know, sometimes you get the yips. Sometimes you lose your confidence. I get that. But I just don't like sometimes, Peter, and we had this conversation with Kyrie, where you do something that could be looked upon as controversial, and because you have a certain excuse, now you're untouchable. Now that we can't even question it.
I agree with you. I don't think that's fair.
And I don't know if that's the case here, and I'm just saying that, you know, I just think to be, you know, the fact that I can even remotely discuss the possibility that she maybe didn't handle this properly, I'm all of a sudden a bad guy. Well, then that means anybody at any time can do something and really be a bad teammate.
Well,
and
not care
about their team. Walk away and say, well, you know, I wasn't mentally feeling it today. I got to care about myself. Mental illness is something. And then you're like, all right, we can't touch
it. But here's the question that I would ask both of you and anyone else who says this. Like, being what she's been through before,
right,
and being how short the window is to have these glorious moments, mm-hmm, and she already, this was already delayed by a year, and she is literally the best in the sport, right? She's the, I would argue she is the most important U.S. Olympian, period, this year. if she wasn't really feeling whatever it was that she was feeling to the point of, like, I can't perform well, I'm going to be bad here, I mean, what win is there for her in doing this? She must have been really in bad shape. And now if you want to say, I wish she was more prepared, it sounds like she really didn't handle things well, okay, that's fair. But to me, like, what would be the upside to there being anything except the truth in this, that she just wasn't ready to compete?
Well, I'm not, but Peter, under no circumstances I'm saying she's fudging it.
No.
She did feel something. But I believe that every athlete in every high-pressure moment probably feels on the brink of being overwhelmed, and they kind of just, like, fight through it, and especially if you're a team sport. If it's an individual sport like it was with tennis, then you make that decision for yourself. Naomi Osaka did the right thing for her, and I agreed with it. But this now, even a diminished Simone Biles is better than anybody else who would replace her. Anybody.
Well, God, that's such a tough thing to say, because one mistake in that sport that throws off your score, and all of a sudden you're better with someone off who would have just been perfunctory and not messed up.
Hey, listen, we can also have the conversation on the other end of all of the history of people that did give it the old college try, that fought through it, and the damage they may have done to themselves in the process.
Because
they didn't want to be looked upon as a bad teammate. And then they look back and go, maybe if I did think for myself, I wouldn't have all of these different problems. And so I just think it could be open for discussion, you know, and that's all I was saying. I just didn't like the whole that I'm, you know, a deplorable human being to even, like, question or think about
but
it.
But you know what? I can't get caught up.
I saw the people defending her, Peter, and it was the kind of defense that how dare you even think about saying that this was not the right move. Like, you're an awful person.
But again, you're in the
there
land
are some
of-
awful people that are questioning it, but I'm questioning it on a team basis.
But again, you're in the midst of Twitter yo-yos, this is exactly what you get. But our listeners are not that, so we don't have to worry about that. Speaking of Naomi Osaka, by the way.
No, but by the way, this isn't Twitter yo-yos. These are established people that are, like, writing, if you have the nerve to criticize her, you're wrong. Mental illness is the most important thing.
Well, okay. Then if no one thinks you can ever have a conversation about anything, I don't would say to that. Naomi Osaka, by the way, the aforementioned number two in the world. We knew that after she skipped Wimbledon, she wanted to be back for the Olympics. She is, and she's also been eliminated. She's the most high-profile home athlete for Japan, the whole country rooting for her, and she lost 6-1, 6-4 to Marketa Vandurozova of Czech Republic, who's ranked 42. It was barely more than an hour, stunning upset, ending her run after she lit the cauldron the other night in the opening ceremonies. She will be back, though, for the U.S. Open.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's hear from our very own Dan Orlovsky. Was on Get Up talking about just how big a win the Packers got with how this Aaron Rodgers situation played out.
Having their young quarterback that he drafted in the first round be groomed without telling Aaron Rodgers, they get to keep him on the sideline while he learns, but also we've got a Super Bowl caliber roster, and we keep the MVP of the NFL, who was unhappy up until 2 days ago. We get to have both of those. I mean, it's a huge win for the Packers front office and Brian Gutekunst, and it just feels like it was a relatively big swing and miss by Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he just doesn't get much. Sure, he gets to get out of the organization if he wants after the season, but it's not like he can control exactly where he wants to go. They're still going to trade him, and they're still going to get compensation for it.
I think the Packers, they played a game of chicken, and you know what? I think Rodgers blanked.
He did.
Because he's at an age where you can't just give that season up. I love the he's going to go host Jeopardy. Stop. And he's 37 years old. You don't just sit out a football season.
How about this take? Diana Rossini tweeted yesterday, Drama aside, I can't wait to watch Aaron Rodgers play this season. This may be the best version we ever get to see. Angry, madly in love with the potential out of Green Bay at the end of the season. And Mike Tannenbaum's response was, you think he's all in? Going to play hurt? Sacrifice everything he has to for the Packers? Like, it's an interesting thought. Like, you think he's all in because he wants to, you know, obviously finish his career in Packers on a high note. But, yeah, is he going to play through injury? Is he going to be all in if things aren't going well, knowing that he's out the door at the end of the season?
Great question.
He has one more appealing thing. Supposedly the Packers are working out a deal to reunite Aaron Rodgers with Randall Cobb coming back from Houston. That would be one of the things that Rodgers may have requested. So you may have Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb.
Is that one of those mechanisms we were talking about yesterday, Peter?
That might be a mechanism. That might be a mechanism. The Vikings have a new offensive line coach due to COVID-19 protocols. Phil Rauscher was named the positions coach Tuesday, replacing Rick Dennison, who's not vaccinated against COVID-19. Dennison had been the Vikings offensive line coach the past two seasons. He will remain with the team as a senior offensive advisor. NFL coaches who are not vaccinated are not permitted to be on the field or in meeting rooms with players. So they did a good job finding a way to not deal with a lawsuit for him losing a job altogether, Don, but he will not have the job that he had.
Yeah, so I guess he can't sue, right?
Yeah, he's still able to earn a living, but he's not able to do what he was originally doing. By the way, I wanted to get into this. We don't have time. At some point tomorrow, Michael, you got to fill me in this on this Javi Baez, Amir Garrett beef. Have you been watching this?
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I think Baez was a little over the top yesterday.
You think?
Yeah.
After hitting the game winner, the walk-off against Garrett, he took him 20 minutes to get to first base on the single.
And was he rowing? Because if he was rowing, he was going backwards.
I thought he was sweeping.
I don't know what he was doing.
Was he sweeping or rowing?
You know what? I thought, not knowing the full extent, it looked like he was rowing.
But if he was rowing, he'd be rowing. It would be backwards.
He'd be going the wrong direction.
Either way, Amir Garrett had started a benches clearing brawl with them, and you know it's going to be interesting the rest of the series because I think they play four games.
So everyone, if you haven't checked it, go on YouTube and check out this history between Baez and Garrett. It's interesting. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, July 27th.
All right, pregame show for the Yankees coming up on Chris Carlin coming up on 98.7. See everybody. Hope you had a good time with us. We'll have a good time with you tomorrow at 2.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.